Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Yes. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
It's time for The Talk in AEW.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on. It's our usual weekend thing.
It's our usual.
So, and every once in a while, it's also Beef Jerky Day.
Beef Jerky.
Well, I make beef jerky.
Before we get started, 2 weeks ago, because we weren't here because of the snowstorm.
Yes.
Things were canceled out. And
yeah.
24 inches of snow on the ground last week, and here it
26.7.
I'm sorry, 26.7. Even the studio closed, so we couldn't get here if we wanted to.
Exactly, and also a travel ban, so come on.
Travel ban
on the road.
Two weeks ago on the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about this just for a minute. John Travolta did the In Memoriam.
Yes.
And you've got to feel sorry for him.
Uh-oh,
we haven't brought this up yet, but in the course of a few years, he's lost...
No, it was a few months.
He's lost Kelly...
It was all this year.
He's lost Kelly Preston.
Yeah. His wife.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Jeff Conaway.
Breast cancer.
Well, not Jeff Conaway, but
no.
Jeff Conaway.
Was also
his
cancer.
His co-star from Grease.
A couple of years ago, it was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. Breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
And Kirstie Alley.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got to feel sorry for him.
And you didn't know it, but during Saturday Night Fever, the woman that he was dating, his fiance, she also died of
breast cancer.
So, yeah, unfortunately, he's been quite plagued by breast cancer.
So and just cancer in general.
Actually, he is a big supporter of cancer.
I
would be, too, if everybody I know is dropping dead of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost, what, Olivia and Kirstie within a couple of months of each other.
Yes, it was terrible.
And like I said, Kelly was in the beginning of the mom.
No, Kelly was a while ago.
Yeah.
No, and then Kelly was in the beginning of the year, Kelly was.
Kelly was way before that.
No, it was the same year.
No.
No.
Was it Kelly Preston's?
Yes.
Kelly, Kirstie, and Olivia, all in the same year. All in the same year, within a few months span of each other.
And Jeff Conaway.
Jeff Conaway was 2015,
he went first, I think, 2013 or 2014.
Yeah.
Jeff Conaway died.
Yeah. But yeah,
Jeff Conaway, who played Nowicki on Grease.
Kanicki.
I'm sorry. Wow. Got it in triple stereo over here. Guess everybody's seen that movie. And he was...
More times than you got fingers and toes.
And he was on Taxi.
Yes.
And he played opposite Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito.
Yes.
The late Andy Kaufman.
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yep.
Mary Lou Henner.
Yep.
Tony Danza.
Yep.
Hold me close and Tony Danza. That's what Elton was talking about, I guess.
No, it was Tiny Dancer, not Tony Danza.
Oh, sorry. All right, so we are...
But emotionally, you could see John's face. He was
Yeah, if you watch the In Memoriam, what's the first picture that comes up?
Olivia
Newton-John.
Especially when he has to utter the phrase... And some, even though you're gone, we're still hopelessly devoted to you. No. That's what snapped him.
Yeah.
Is having to actually say those words.
Yeah.
And I saw Neen's tears coming down his face. He could not stop.
Yes, I know.
He broke.
Yeah.
Horribly.
Oh, got it. Meant, you know.
Hold me close now, Tony Danza.
No. They had a little.
Really did.
Really?
And the rumors were true because they had a little fling.
You did it? I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have.
So, Beetlejuice 2 is a go.
Ooh.
We get this little stuff out of the way. The original most of the original cast has come back.
Yes.
Michael Keaton reprises his role as Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder will reprise his role as Lydia Deetz.
Yes.
Johnny Depp is rumored to be in it.
Mm.
And Jenna Ortega.
Oh, Jenna Ortega.
From
Wednesday.
From Wednesday is going to be Lydia's.
Netflix going to play is, Lydia's, Wednesday, yeah.
Going to play Lydia's daughter.
Nice.
Groovy.
Well, she said she wanted to, you know, take a little break from Wednesday for a little bit before they go back to filming and try
movies. We binge watch Wednesday over the weekend.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cast left.
No, I mean, they killed what?
They killed off most of the major cast. Like,
yeah, seriously.
Like Christine, what's her nose?
Gwendolyn Christie.
Yeah, Gwendolyn Christie, in case you didn't realize, she was Phasma in the Star Wars prequels.
Sequels,
prequels, whatever.
Sequels.
Well, yeah, whatever. In Force Awakens and...
She was the one that Finn called Chrome Dome.
Yes. And, of course, Christina Ricci, who played the original, not the original, but the Wednesday, played Wednesday in the Addams Family movies.
Yeah, Addams Family and Addams Family Values.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, everybody was having, I remember when it first came out, everybody was having a vet center going, why did they make them Hispanic? I'm like, actually, if you wanted to go there, Gomez was Hispanic.
Well.
Raul Julia.
Yeah, okay.
Puerto Rican.
Right, but let's go back to the original with the Addams Family. John Astin.
Yeah.
John Astin was as far as from Hispanic as you could get.
I know, but the thing.
We didn't start the Hispanic thing to Raul Julia.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I'm like, I don't care what the cast is, I think they did a great job.
But if you read, I mean, if you go back to the Charles Adams books, when he actually wrote the books for it, Gomez was Hispanic.
Yes, he was short, and he was Hispanic.
Yes. So, before we had the snowstorm break.
Yes.
Darlene was in her teaching mode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With her canvas plastic projects.
Right.
So I think we finished that series up today, maybe.
Maybe.
What have you got for us today, teacher?
Teacher, funny, you know, with saucy head and a heart of gold.
I don't have hot for teacher here. I put that on the board.
The first one we have is... the very first project I ever did.
Oh, my goodness,
your project's come a long way from that rabbit.
Yeah, this is one of the first projects I ever did.
Yeah, it was our first Easter project.
And it's a patchwork bunny. And this is done with what we called the lazy stitch. Lazy stitch is just you pull it through the plastic and up and over and across to the other piece.
Yep.
And so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And that's called the lazy stitch, and it's very, very soft, and it's not as hard as the other stitching. And, yeah, we put with the Google eyes and the beautiful anything we got here. We got bows and pipe cleaner nose and beautiful lilac colored bow on top of her forehead. And we just decided to go all with the beautiful Christmas color. Christmas, right. Easter colors. I'm doing real good. I'm sorry. It's having one end morning.
Also on top of that, it has like a little rose part like right here.
Yep. And a little tiny rose.
Little tiny silk rose.
Silk rose on it. And basically, I gave it its own look. It's a little bit different in the book. But this is one of the easy stitches.
So for the people starting out.
It's a beginner.
For the people starting out that have been paying attention to this series for 3-4 weeks, is that the stitch that you recommend?
Basically, for your starter, I would recommend it. And then if you wish to go up and over and into it, which would cause you to do the tighter one, you just pull it through, you pull it straight through, and then up and over, and then lock it down.
Yeah,
that is how you would lock it down to make it tighter.
So of all the stitches you've learned over the past 9-10 years of this thing, what would you think would be the most advanced stitch for somebody to learn?
You would probably start with, like I said, start with this one, the lazy stitch first, and then eventually you would go into doing the flip over. And they do have certain books that are out, and it's only the one book, and I wish I still had the book, but I don't have it anymore. I don't remember if I left it behind in New York. But it has every stitch known to man in the book. And there's
there's what, daisy stitches?
There's six or seven different stitches into the book. And it goes step by step. And once again, you can get them at your favorite
craft
places. Or you can best bet to go ahead and to try eBay to see if you can find yourself
Amazon.
Well,
any of the online purchases.
Any of the online places.
That's what I meant.
Any major online retailers.
Your best bet is to go to either one of the stores, and or you can try Michael's. See if they might have it. You can actually ask them.
Joann's, if you can find one open.
If you can find one that's open. I'm not, turn around telling you to quickly go.
Your favorite craft store.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and go crazy. Or any of the online stores.
Right, exactly. I'm not trying to go ahead and say, you got it. Sometimes you can ask a friend, maybe, who might know a little bit more from crafting, and go, hey, I want to get into crafting. Have you got any ideas of where to go?
Or you can check YouTube.
Yeah.
There might be some online tutorials on YouTube as well.
I didn't even think of it. Yeah, you could, take a look at.
Everything's on YouTube.
Oh, God. The world's on YouTube. Think about it, people. But,
I'm covered in bunny fur.
You're trying to do everything.
She brought the little bunnies. The little bunnies are here. These are so cute. These are just.
I bought this one.
Right.
And
our little pipe cleaner, guys.
Yeah, this is one
of our little 3D pipe cleaner guys.
Yep, you can bounce him around and enjoy him. And once again, he's got that unbelievable texture colors for Easter. There you go.
Oh, the overalls are so adorable.
Yep, there you go. There's the colors of him. Isn't he adorable? And he's got the little feet. And the best thing is about the pipe cleaners, you can adjust them with anything. And they go. What you do is you go ahead and you take the glue and you glue it on the material that you have gone ahead and stitched, and then you just closed it with your fingers gently. Don't put your fingers on the hot glue as it's drying. And you squeeze it, and it'll lock it down. You can go ahead. I suggest when you do these to be very, very cautious. Maybe use a pair of tweezers. when you're picking up something to place it onto the hot glue. That way you don't have that tendency to burn your fingers. Hello? I use a pair of old scissors, and I take them, and then I've been doing that. And it's been working pretty good. Yeah, I've burnt my fingers lately.
Hence the keyword, lately.
I wouldn't talk if I were you. You helped me burnt your finger, too.
I burnt my finger, stabbed myself in the finger.
I also brought these guys. Done with.
You notice everything she brought represents Easter, because we're into that time of year.
Yes, it's Easter, so I figured I'd bring the little Easter guys.
But how long did it take you to do these guys?
This was a little bit more complicated. This took me about 2 to 3 weeks to do in total, because unfortunately.
Okay, for the people who can't see on.
You have the radio. Okay, the reason is because. The eyes are those plastic Google eyes. It's the white part with the little black in it with the plastic over it. And then there's pom-poms of the pink for the nose and the white for the little soft
for the little
cheeks. And you also have, this one is a beautiful lilac color.
For those who can't see on the radio, it's a bunny with a basket.
Yes,
she's describing.
I'm going to describe
sitting
it.
Sitting down holding a basket.
It's a bunny sitting with his feet out on there, on the seat. And he's literally holding a lilac basket, and his shirt is lilac completely. So, it's really, really adorable. He's completely dressed as the color of the basket that he's going to represent and give to the child. And then we have the summer yellow, which is absolutely beautiful. And I put lilac roses or bows on each of them. They are absolutely beautiful. And
that one's standing up holding it.
Yep, this one actually has a stand-up one where it's actually standing and holding it. The basket just sits on his feet, and that's how he goes ahead. And see, there you go. Those for the ones who can see, and for the ones who cannot, it's absolutely precious. It has...
For those who can't see on the radio, she has these set up so they can actually sit on the table here.
Yes.
So they actually are a sit down kind of bunny thing.
Yes. This book was actually a gift from my mother. She gave me this book. So it meant a lot to me when I finally accomplished the way it was.
Oh, from Grandma Fran?
Yes, from Grandma Fran.
May she rest in peace.
Yep. And then we have the fluorescent pink.
Fluorescent hot pink one.
We have the fluorescent hot pink one. And he has, again, the purple, the lilac bow. And this one's got the little feet attached where he's, you know, because it...
It's a sit-down.
It's a sit-down. So that's another one. And the last and final, the beautiful mint green... spring green, it is. And, oops. Oh, well. He's intoxicated.
Bunnies are falling here.
Bunnies. And then there's the lilac one.
Bunnies had a little too much character.
The spring green.
So how long did it take you to do these?
These, as I said, they took 2.5, almost 3 weeks in total. Because you have each piece, because you got to do the hands and the arms. The arms, one side, one piece, and then you have to do each piece of the bunny rabbit. There's the front and the back, and then there is the baskets. All of them have to be done.
So do you recommend this as a beginner's project or a expert project?
Actually, the expert's project, because of the fact that the face... is a very difficult process to go through. I mean, you can end up missing, so counting is something you always... I suggest when you do it, use a calculator with your guessings. This way you're not standing there going, and you suddenly lose your temper. Mm-hmm. No, I suggest you use the calculator. You see what it says. Warning. First one is first numbers is the length of the project is the length. The next one letter, the next numbers height. Is the height of what you're going to do.
Unless you have a book that's backwards and it's the height and length.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
That one, that one book was very challenging.
Now, I don't know if I've asked this over the past 3 weeks, but I'm going to ask this anyway. Do you have to follow your books exactly, or can you put your own little personal touches on these things?
You can put your own personal touches in it. I'm doing it right now on an Easter project that I'm doing. I'm finishing it. It's a candy dish.
Tell us about it.
It is literally it's literally a roses that are attached all the way around in a circle. There's two sets. The tulips, excuse me, tulips that are two separate. There's a set of four that was done with a sage green all the way around. And then each individual one was pink, the fluorescent pinky. And we have the yellow, the vibrant yellow. And I did
a blue,
a baby blue, and a purple.
Yeah.
Deep purple, the lilac. It really is really beautiful. What I'll do is when I do finish it, I can bring it in just to show you guys exactly. Say, hey, guess what? Remember that thing? Yeah, I will bring it in. And the bunny rabbit sits in the middle up on his perch. It's going to be a dark green and like an emerald green, I mean, really, really green. Yeah. so he sits on top of it, and he's going to have his bottom feet are both a bright pink, and he's got the cheeks and the whole thing. I mean, it's a caramel bunny. She, I should say, my daughter, my other daughter adopted it as... She says it looks like Flop.
Flop was my baby.
Yeah.
Flop. In case you missed the Know Your Berkshires last month, we had we had Jessie on as a guest, and she was talking about Rabbits Part Two, which is on the podcast now, if you want to check it out.
And Flop was a good baby.
So it looks exactly like Flops. No.
Which was my mini lop baby.
Exactly.
Very
like
lovely.
I swear it looks just like her.
If anybody wants to know what Flopsy looked like, if you go into.
The first one.
Well, yeah, if you go into PCTV Select and you pick out Know Your Berkshires, you can scroll down. You can see House Rabbits Part One, where we had the videos of Flopsy.
Yeah.
So check that out on the podcast, video podcast on Spotify, if you want to catch the video part of Know Your Berkshires.
Yep.
With our producer who turned director over here,
Kara. It was on my mic stand.
Thursday show. Yes, we'll get, remind me before
there's
we close, we'll
one.
Do Thursday show. Tell us, I know how, because I just gave you a tackle box. And it's got full of all your toys. So
get me started.
Give us a little rundown for...
what's in it?
What's in it, and then we'll go to do a little quick thing. I know your Berkshire's coming up.
Okay, we have... Inside the box, I have the glue sticks. There is...
this could take a
while. Do you know the hair... Okay. The hair, little plastic... hair beads on little girls' hairs and stuff. Okay. I have those.
Multicolors.
Anything from
little bows, little
you name it.
Animals.
I go with and some of them are really, really cute. You can actually get bow shapes, Jesse says. There's bow shape, animal shapes, there's There's turtles. There's turtles. There's any kind. You name it. There's heart-shaped ones.
You just got an order this past week of some pom-poms.
Yeah, I needed more pom-poms, and I'm going to use one of the big white ones for the bunny rabbit's tushki.
Don't you? You could use a rabbit fur. There's plenty of rabbit fur.
You don't put that stuff on there.
Leave my baby out of this. Mm. I know. I know he looks like he has mange, but leave him alone.
Yeah, we got a rabbit on a microphone over here.
Leave him alone. He's comfy.
You got your pom-poms.
And we've got the pom-poms in it. I happen to have four different kinds of sizes for them. I have all the Google eyes in it.
She has every size Google eye you can think of.
Yeah, well, actually, no. I had the baby tiny ones. I need the next sizes. That's what we got to order.
See, she already has an order list for you.
I have different kinds of, like, glittery kind of things that you can put on material. It's green, and then there's some white ones, red, black. I need them because they're really, really cute. They make the eyeballs for the chickens with the black. I have, you name it, it's in there, and it's really, really cool. I have a lot of different patterns that I have. I have several different ones still left over for Christmas. Like I said, you cut this stuff multiple, put it away. Hey, you're always in luck. You always got. Like I always tell my husband, when I'm making something for somebody to give as a gift, I never worry about it because guess what? I own the pattern.
And real quick, because we're...
I always tell them that.
Hopelessly running out of time. Thursday, we'll be taping Know Your Berkshires. Dave Hover will be our guest, and with his trains, part two. So you'll catch that when that actually airs on PCTV, and you can catch it on PCTV Select. And then I'll put it up on the podcast, so that'll be stuff to look forward to. Got stuff where, yeah, put it in the camera.
That's the one that I did.
There's the one. Yeah, Jess is quite thrilled with this one.
It's a little bunny girl with a picket fence and bows and flowers.
Just keep putting it on the table. Okay. And that way she can switch over.
Whoops. There we go.
Switch over.
Over.
The other way.
Other way. Right.
There
you go.
All right.
There's one of them that Jesse's really, really fond of. And
that's one I helped you. That's one that you gave me and said, here, you figure it out. And
she had a good time. She did this one, folks. This is one of Jesse's. Yeah. Isn't that adorable? That's one of them.
Yeah, it's a little white bunny girl with a little purple dress and picket fence and little flowers and
multicolored flowers.
Holding a little basket.
Here's one of another one. That is the most adorable ever. He's a white bunny rabbit, and he happens to have a purple and lilac outfit on, and he's holding a basket of
a pot of
beautiful flowers.
Yeah,
and he's holding that, and he's just got that big smiley bunny rabbit smile on him. Yeah. As usual, it's absolutely beautiful. It's really, really cute.
Those are the two items. The last one, real quick,
because we gotta go.
And here's the very last one. How about this bunny rabbit here in an egg? Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
As anyone remembers the 1970s, Easter egg.
Oh, the picture eggies?
The picture eggs. This is exactly what he looks like. Exactly. And he's got the little headpiece on it, like he's popping out going, hi! Exactly as it looks. Okay.
And we got to go. Thanks, Darlene, for being here.
You're welcome.
We'll see everybody next week for Carol, Darlene, Jesse, and myself. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Happy Christmas.
Bye.